Shir tonight is L'Zich Nishmas Yom Tov Ben Altun. Tonight we're talking about a Kli Shemalach Del Isser. The halach is, we heard last week, a Kli Shemalach Del Isser is Muksa, but it's Mutter L'Tzerach Gufay U'Mekayimay. So we have to define and explain three things. What's a Kli Shemalach Del Isser? What's Tzerach Gufay and what's Tzerach Mekayimay? The Mefarshim explained that a Kli Shemalach Del Isser is defined by something that the general and main purpose, the main usage of this kli, is used for a malacha, an iser, on Shabbos. It has to be a kli. If it's a rock or a stick or something that doesn't have any use at all, then it's not even a kli. It would not go into the category of kli shemach tel iser. But if something is a kli, it has a use, and the use, the main use of this kli is aser on Shabbos, then it would be a kli shemach tel iser. For example, an umbrella, a cigarette, a hairbrush, a pen, scissors, all these things are used for a malacha. Their main usage is a malacha that's aser on Shabbos. And they are kli shemach tel iser. A hammer, a pot that's used for cooking. Tefillin happens to be a shayla if it's kli shemach tel iser or not. But we're noyig l'chumra that it is a kli shemach tel iser.
Why is a hairbrush a kli shemalach tel iser? The act of brushing your hair, there's nothing wrong with it. It's the pulling out of
it. Right, but they say you're not allowed to use a brush because it's almost for sure going to, a psikresha probably, to pull out the hair. So it's considered...
So psikresha, even though yeah. The acts of the...
You can't, yeah. So even if the iser, the malach is not iser d'oraisa, it's not a real one alam tes malach, it's just an iser d'rabbanon, it would still go into the category of kli shemalach tel iser. For example, swimming is aser d'rabbanon on Shabbos, but goggles or snorkels or flippers are also called kli shemach tel iser. And even if it's not even aser midrabanan because of Shabbos, but it's just marasayin, they bring down a clothesline. You're not allowed to hang clothes on a clothesline on Shabbos because it looks like you did laundry on Shabbos. So the clothesline would also be considered a kli shemach tel iser. There's another category that is discussed in kli shemach tel iser. That is something, let's say an electrical appliance, let's say a fan or a clock or an electric blanket, that its use, what it's used for, is not really iser. A fan just blows air. A clock just, you look at it and you see the time. Or a blanket just keeps you warm. There's no iser with any of these uses. However, there's a shaila about these things, but we say that they're considered kli shemach tel iser because they're associated with iser. A fan is always plugged in and out, turned on and off. Any electrical thing that is not used for iser, but it's used with electricity, is connected and associated with iser, so it does have the status of a kli shemach tel iser. They say even a telephone book is an old invention, a telephone book. They don't have them nowadays. But a telephone book is not used for any iser at all. But since a telephone book is used with a phone, they use a telephone book to find the number, so that would also be considered a kli shemach tel iser.
It also has addresses.
Yeah. So yeah. So if it's used, if it's the main use is a cookbook is a shayla. I don't know. They say it's us anyway. It could be a kli shemach tel iser anyway because it's shlari adyaitis. So that could be another reason why it's kli shemach tel iser anyway. Rabbi Felder happens to say that these types of items, even though we treat them as kli shemach tel iser, if there's a real tzairich, and you need them, let's say, even Mecham Letzel, in a real tzairich, there is what to rely on that they would be considered a kli shemach tel heter. Because there are many big paiskim that consider them kli shemach tel heter. So that is a kli shemach tel iser. Now, tzairich gufay, the first heter of a kli shemach tel iser is they can use it with tzairich gufay.
What's the distinction in the clock or the fan case? If it's not plugged in, what's it? You're talking about if it is plugged in.
Yeah, if it's not plugged in, then. Then it would be a shiloh that pashtus is a kli shemach tel iser. There are those that are machmer that has no use at all, and therefore it would be worse than a kli shemach tel iser. But we're not going to do this. Right, right. But a lot of places are machmer like Marktia, so we're not going to discuss that right now. A battery is different. A battery that Simcha Bonim has a whole shtickle terror. Why every watch, every handheld watch has a battery. Everything works with a battery. Why is that not called kli shemach tel iser? So he says that a battery is a one-time thing. Every kli originally was made b'iser. You build a pot, so it was built bebayna, so it becomes kli shemacht l'iser. He says that's a one-time thing. That's not called kli shemacht l'iser. It was built. Now its usage is heter. An electrical fan, you plug it in, take out, turn it off, turn it on. It's constantly used b'iser b'heter, so that's why it's worse and it's called kli shemacht l'iser.
Even though the primary function of the fan is not to plug it in,
yeah.
It's to blow.
Yeah. So the simplest example of a kli shemacht l'iser b'iser kufay is what the Mechaber brings down is like a hammer, that even though a hammer is used to bang nails, which is usher on Shabbos, but if you want to use the hammer to, let's say, crack nuts, so then it would be considered tzarech gufay. I'm using the hammer for a use that's mutter on Shabbos, that would be allowed. Okay, the Mishmur says that the only time we say a kli shemacht l'iser has a heter of tzarech gufay or tzarech mekaymai is only if you don't have another kli shemacht l'heter. If I have a kli shemacht l'heter nearby and it's equal, has an equal usage, the same. If I have a kli shemacht l'heter that can crack nuts in the same way as a hammer, it's just as good, then you should use a kli shemacht l'heter. But if it's in a different room, if it's far away, or if I don't own a kli shemacht l'heter that I can use for, or if it's I like the hammer does a better job, so then you would have the heter of using kli shemacht l'heter, even though I have a kli shemacht l'heter. A lot of times it comes up with people use a knife to cut something, but scissors a lot of times does a better job of cutting. So if you somehow get around the kireya issue, then it could be a scissor would be a kli shemacht l'iser, but it's a tzarech gufay. I want to use the scissor instead of a knife. It does a better job. The paiskim say that let's say I have a tzarech gufay, but let's say I have a hammer, but I don't have any nuts. I don't like nuts. I don't eat nuts. But my friend wants to use my hammer to crack his nuts. So the tzarech gufay of the hammer is not for myself. It's for someone else. That's also considered tzarech gufay. I can hand it to him. I can bang the nuts for him. Or I can hand it to him and he'll bang the nuts. That's called the tzarech gufay as well. I can use tzarech gufay for my children, any child. Doesn't depend on the age. And even an animal, let's say I have a dog that has to get out of that window by the door and there's a hammer blocking its exit, I can move the hammer so my dog can get out. Even though it's a tzarech behema, that's also called tzarech gufay.
How about a guy?
A guy, Rav Shlomo Zalman says he's night to lahachmer that he doesn't like. He says a guy is not called tzarech gufay. So he's for a guy.
Moving the hammer wouldn't be
tzarech. It would be. That's why I can move the hammer even though it's for a dog's use. What? So they say also, let's say I don't have a tzarech now. Let's say my hammer, or I have something of a kli shemacht l'iser that's outside in the sun, and a kli shemacht l'iser is only mutter, but tzarech gufay mekaymai. But it's not mutter to protect it, to prevent it from getting stolen, to bring it inside, because I don't want it to get ruined by the rain or the sun or something. But let's say it's in the sun, I'm nervous it's going to get ruined, or it started raining, it's going to get ruined, and I have no use for the hammer right now. But later on, by Shabbos Shodas, I'm going to have nuts. So I want to take the hammer in Shabbos morning to have it available that I could bang the nuts later on. So that, they say, is also mutter. It's also called tzarech gufay. I will use the hammer, the tzarech gufay.
Let's say I want to take my car keys for Matzah Shabbos.
No, Matzah Shabbos is not called tzarech gufay. Rav Shlomo Zalman says the reason why a guy is not tzarech gufay, he compares it to tzarech lachar Shabbos. That's not a tzarech for Shabbos. They say also haram is mutter. Let's say I don't usually eat nuts, and my hammer's outside, and it's going to get ruined in the sun. And before I saw the hammer outside, I wasn't going to eat nuts. But now that I see my hammer outside, I'm going to decide and create a tzayrich that I all of a sudden want to eat nuts. So that's also mutter. Now you're eating nuts, so you're allowed to take the hammer inside to crack open the nuts. There's a fascinating minig brought down that there's machlekes, the Magen Avraham, and Rav Kiv Eiger. The Magen Avraham brings down a minig that the chassan apparently used to speak before his chassan on Shabbos, and to reward him for his chashuva drasha, they used to give him a leichter. I don't know why they gave him a leichter, but they used to give him a leichter as a reward for his chashuva drasha. So the Magen Avraham says, besides for the fact that you're not giving him a ton on Shabbos, it's not tzarech gufay. A kli shemacht l'iser, the Magen Avraham says, is a kli shemacht l'iser. So what use do you have by giving a chassan a leichter? I don't use the chassan has with a leichter. What use do you have to give the chassan a leichter? So the Magen says he says that minig is wrong, and you're not allowed to use, you're not allowed to give the chasen a leichter. Rabbi Kiviger says no. Rabbi Kiviger says bein mitzad matana and bein mitzad the muktza. This happens to be relevant to the morning kail to Be'ah. This we're going to promote the morning kail. We're discussing this a little bit now. Rabbi Kiviger says that it is called tzarech kufay, that my hana that I get, the simchas chasen that I accomplish by giving to the chasen, that itself is called tzarech kufay, and you're allowed to give it to the chasen. The Magen Avraham brings down another minig that they used to give first time a kid used to come to shul, he used to come with a candle or something, or some type of ner. And Magen Avraham again says it's not a tzarech. There's no tzarech for the kid to use that candle, that ner. But Rav Kiviger argues, and Rav Kiviger says that again, that's called a tzarech. I have a use. I'm not using the ner, the leichter, for an actual use, a physical use. I'm not using it to do something with it. But the fact that I have a use, and I have a na of using this leichter, of giving this leichter, that itself is considered a tzarech gufay. That's the het of tzarech gufay. Now, tzarech mekaymai, the simple idea of tzarech mekayim means if I have a hammer on a chair and I want to use this chair is a better chair, it's a more comfortable chair, or I need all these chairs, or I don't have another chair, I'm allowed to move this hammer because I want to sit down on the chair. Even if I want to sit down later, I can use this chair. I can move this hammer to use the chair. The Paiskim discussed, let's say I have a room that I forgot to clean before Shabbos and it's all messy and I want to clean up the room. So I don't need the space of the room per se. I'm not using anything in the room. I'm not doing anything in the room. I don't like how it looks. It just bothers me. I'm an OCD guy, and I like having a clean room. So I want to use this. I want it to look nice. I want it to look empty. So it is a shayla, but we're a machmer. We say that you're not supposed to clean the room. It's not called tzarech mekayimai. I'm not using the space of the room. I don't like the where it is, so I want to move it. But I'm not actually using the space. So they bring down that, let's say I have a hammer on my table, and I'm embarrassed. It doesn't look nice. It's not Shabbos-tick. Similar to a messy room. Let's say I don't think the messy room looks Shabbos-tick. That also, they say, that's not a tzarech mekayim. I don't need the place of the table. It doesn't look nice. It doesn't look Shabbos-tick. That's not called tzarech mekayim. Rav Meisha says that Adrabah, that's Hagufa, the biggest Kavod Shabbos, is to leave it on the table to show that I don't move Muksa on Shabbos, like the Esrig, the brown dots where the Chassam Sefer for the Esrig. It's the biggest Kavod to show that you used it and you're doing the mitzvah how it's supposed to be done. However, they bring down that if I'm having guests and I'm very embarrassed for the guests to see a hammer on my table, so then they say there's what to rely on, that you could take the hammer off, that even without graph shuri, they say it could be considered tzarech mekayimai. Rav Meisha has a tshuva, this I think was on the paper, Rav Meisha has a tshuva about fans. He says, let's say there's a fan blowing, either it's blowing on me and I'm too cold and I want to move it away from me, or it's blowing away from me and I'm hot and I want to turn the fan towards me, or turn the vents towards me. So Rav Meisha says that is called tzarech mekayimai, even though I'm not using the makayim, the place of the actual fan, but I'm using the fan for a makayim. I'm using the fan for me. I want to be in a place with either cold air or not cold air. So it's called tzarech mekayimai to move the fan towards me or away from me. Tzarech gufay, or if it's towards me, then it's tzarech gufay. If it's away from me, then it's tzarech mekayimai. The Paiskim say, let's say there's a toy. What's the status with toys on Shabbos? So there's different types of toys. There's toys that, let's say, are riding toys that kids just ride on, and they happen to have some buttons that you could press and twist and turn, and they'll flash lights and make noise. But the real use of this toy is just to ride. The main use of this toy is to ride. It happens to be there's some, you know, fancy things on the side. So that is a kli shemachta leheter. Because it's not a kli that's main use is for iser, its main use is for heter. Happens to be, it can be used for iser as well. That's a kli shemachta leheter completely. You can move it even if it's that's what's creating the mess in the room, you'd be able to move it away. But if it's main use, like let's say a rattle or a some type of battery-operated machine that makes noise, that you're not allowed to use it on Shabbos because you're not allowed to make noise on Shabbos with these kalim. So it's a klishmachal iser. So kids anyway can't use the Kli Shabbat L'Isser on Shabbos, can't use the toys on Shabbos because it makes noise. But let's say you have a child who's under the age of Chinuch, so he's technically allowed to use these types of toys on Shabbos. So since it's only a Kli Shabbat L'Isser, so let's say if it's on a high shelf and the kid is crying and he wants the toy and he can't reach it, so an adult would be able to take it down, provided that obviously he doesn't make noise with the Kli. He'd be able to take it down and maybe not hand it to the child, that'd be a shiloh of giving a child Isser, but he for sure can put it in front of the child and for the so the child can use it.
What if you can turn it off?
Before Shabbos.
Yeah.
But still, if the main tashmish of the toy was for Isser, then turning it off temporarily for Shabbos doesn't change the main, the ikker use of the Kli. It still has the status of Kli Shmachtel Isser. I think that's just to prevent the battery dying. It's not to, it doesn't... is a shaila, it happened to me once. Let's say a person leaves a stroller in his car. So he needs a stroller on Shabbos to go to the canal. So is he allowed to somehow get his car open? Let's say there's no lights in the trunk, so when you open it, no lights will turn on. Is he allowed to open the trunk to get his stroller out? So the halacha is, the paiskim, almost all paiskim say that a car is a Kli Shabbat L'Isser, and the car keys are also Kli Shabbat L'Isser, and therefore it's mutter l'tzerach gufay mekaymai. So right now I'm using the key l'tzerach gufay to open the trunk. I'm using the trunk to open it l'tzerach mekaymai because I need what's inside the trunk. So you'd be allowed to open the trunk to take out your stroller. Now the only problem is...
Or if you left your pants in the dryer, you could open it up also.
Right.
What?
That's not a muksa shiloh. That's a different shiloh, right? That's some type of electrical thingy. So the shiloh would be very nice. You're allowed to open the trunk to take your stroller out, but are you allowed to close the trunk? Because right now the trunk's empty. So what's the point of closing the trunk? No use at all. I have no purpose in closing the trunk. So it's shiloh l'tzerach klal. That should be aser. So there's two eitzes you could do if you want to close the trunk. Either we said the heter of Eidah B'Yadah, that as long as the Kli Shemach L'Isser is still in my hand, I'm allowed to put it down. I can't walk around with it the whole day because I picked it up. But you're allowed to hold it for a little longer to, let's say, put it in a safe place. So a trunk, if I could somehow get my stroller out with one hand and hold the trunk with the other hand, then I'd be able to close it because it's Eidah B'Yadah. Or the other eitzah would be they bring down is, let's say there's another keli inside the trunk. Let's say I have another Kli Shabbat L'Isser. Let's say I have pants in my trunk. Or let's say I put pants in my trunk. So now I want to close the trunk for the purpose, for the sake of the Kli Shabbat L'Isser inside the trunk. So then, no, I'm doing it to protect. I don't want it to get rained on. I don't want it to get stolen. I don't want my pants to get stolen. So I'm allowed to close my trunk to protect my pants from getting stolen. That's called a Kli Shabbat L'Isser. Guarding a Kli is called Tzerach Gufay. You could use a Kli Shabbat L'Isser, L'Tzerach a Kli Shabbat L'Isser. Rav Shlomo Zalman is Mesupik. If you could use a Kli Shabbat L'Isser, L'Tzerach a Kli Shabbat L'Isser. Let's say I have a door, let's say I have a bunch of tools in my shed, and I want to use a Kli Shabbat L'Isser to lock my shed somehow. I want to stick my hammer in to lock the door, so animals out or whatever, so it can't get in. He's Mesupik. If using a Kli Shabbat L'Isser to protect other Kli Shabbat L'Isser is allowed. Okay. Yeah. Snap. Very beautiful.